Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Unprecedented sedition, not just pushback, but frankly, sedition is taking place even within some of the federal government, even inside the intelligence agencies against the Trump administration. There's a lot of different sources potentially behind this, but we're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, Matt, it's one thing to disagree with elections. Certainly, we disagreed with the 2008 election of President Barack Obama, the 2012 election of Barack Obama. Certainly, we were upset about that, no question about it. And we politely, through the normal process, objected to a number of different policies that the Obama administration did. But the problem that we're seeing now is a real destructiveness that is coming up from the radical leftists funded by George Soros and people like him. And Obama, unlike other presidents who have kind of walked away and lived in the shadows and not tried to influence or control the government, is doing exactly the opposite. He's going nowhere. In fact, he's still in Washington, D.C., still trying to pull strings to torpedo everything that President Trump and the administration is trying to do. And even more concerning, certainly we can talk about Flynn and his resignation. And under the circumstances, he should have resigned since he wasn't completely truthful to Vice President Pence. But on the other hand, how is it that the newspapers got intelligence information, transcripts of conversations that he allegedly had with people in Russia? Now, as problematic as that is, why is the intelligence agency leaking this kind of material? Why is the intelligence agency leaking private conversations between the president and the prime minister of Australia? These are real concerning things. This is not just pushback. This is outright sedition.
Well, it is, and that's just not us saying that. We're talking about felonious, seditious leaking of classified information by, obviously, Obama political career appointments within the administration. He appointed just a number of far-left progressive ideologues to career, sometimes lifetime positions within the bureaucratic tentacles of the federal government. And so they are privy to classified information, and they are leaking it in such a way to a mainstream media that David Bannon, President Trump's chief advisor, called the opposition party. The media is part of the opposition party. These progressive bureaucrats are part of the opposition party. And certainly people spewing nonsense like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are part of the opposition party. The whole goal here is to create chaos. This is Operation Chaos. And they have said overtly that they intend to shut down the government as long as Trump is in the White House. And ultimately, Matt, they're going to try to drum up something to impeach him with. I hope that the Trump administration and that the Department of Justice will thoroughly investigate these leaks and make examples, not only firing anyone who has leaked this kind of classified information, but prosecuting them, putting them under the jail, prosecuting them to the full extent of the law, and hopefully send a shot over the bow of any of these other left-wing nuts that might be so inclined to leak classified information because they think it will harm President Trump.
You preach it, Matt.
Yeah, well, you know, this conversation that the Intelligence Department was able to pick up, apparently, from the reports that we've gotten, of course, we don't know how true it is because we're only learning about this through the media and how you can trust the media, of course.
Fake news.
But if it is true that they were intercepting different people that were Russians and Flynn communicating with them, number one, well, did he know that they were Russians? I don't know.
Well,
but even if they were communicating, The problem is not that we're defending Flynn, but the problem is, why did they leak that to the media? Why did they not go through the intelligence chain and move it up through the CIA and then move it up through the intelligence inside the White House? And they can deal with it. But when you take this information that our intelligence agency is intercepting conversations with foreign countries, and you then communicated it to the media, what is your goal? Your goal is to destroy the president.
Yeah.
Your goal is to ultimately destroy him completely. And then here, as the president is having conversations with foreign leaders, those are private conversations. Those are matters of national security. The head of the country of the United States dealing with the head of a country of another, and the secret intelligence is listening in, and they're doing transcripts of that. That's for internal operations, not to reveal a certain portion of that, which could be out of context, but even if it is in context, you don't release that to the media.
Not for the CNN, yeah.
So, I mean, there has to be a cleaning of the House. What has happened is Obama has politicized the entire government, whether it's the Secret Service, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Department of Education, everything.
Intelligence agencies.
He has put these people in positions that have no moral grounding or ethic, and they are just political radical ideologues, and they could care less whether the entire country falls down to its knees and comes to an end, because they don't want Donald Trump to undo any of the things that Obama did, and they don't want him to succeed.
It really reveals Obama was not for America.
No, he's not for America.
Black and white.
You know, he's got the Obama for America turned into organizing for action.
Yeah.
And now we know that President Obama is not going into the night quietly. He has a mansion in Washington, D.C., just a couple of blocks down the road from some of the other people in the Trump administration. And he is developing a shadow government. He is organizing the tax returns on OIA. So they have like 30-some thousand volunteers. These are the people that they are coordinating with their manuals to show up at Republican town halls and cause all kinds. They're not asking questions. They're not disagreeing. They're rioting. And they're pushing back, and they're shouting, and they're yelling. These are not people from their constituency. These are Obama people, part of organizing for action.
So when he flew away in Executive One after the inauguration, he didn't really fly away, did he?
No, he boomeranged right back to the nation's capital.
What is, you know, President Obama's claim to fame? He was a community organizer. Well, that's a the left loves to use euphemisms. Yeah. A community organizer is an agitator, a provocateur. Mm. That's what he's doing. And so these masked, you know, people throwing, you know, at Berkeley, throwing things through windows, Molotov cocktails, assaulting peaceful Trump supporters, punching them in the face, macing them in the face. These provocateurs and agitators, really, they're terrorists is what they are, domestic terrorists. They're associated with Soros. They're associated with Obama's organization. This is what Obama does. This is his MO. All of this chaos and violence that we see around the country, these protests, and certainly the illegal, seditious, treasonous leaks that we see coming from within the bureaucratic elements of the federal government here in order to try to shut Trump down and ultimately destroy him. They want him impeached. They want him destroyed. This is coming from Obama. It's coming from George Soros. It's coming from the Hillary Clinton campaign and the remnant left over with the millions and millions of dollars. And people just need to be aware of this, man. The media is all too happy to take part.
Yeah, if this kind of pushback were done to Obama, people would yell racism. They would use the race card, even though it had nothing to do with race. But certainly people that are on our side of the issue, conservatives and Christians, they can disagree, and they do disagree, but they do it politely. They don't do it like this. You know, the riots that were in Washington, D.C. after the inauguration, and also at Berkeley.
That I saw firsthand. Yeah.
And you had these people, some of these people were dressed up in complete uniform outfits, all black, same exact black backpack, same exact A for anarchy on their vest. And these people, someone bought those uniforms. Somebody organized that. They had an intent to cause crime and violence.
Sounds like the work of a community organizer, maybe?
Yeah,
and you know, that is a criminal offense to organize violence like that. That's where the RICO laws, and that's why the RICO laws were actually invented, to stop organized crime. That is organized crime. Now it is time for us to stand up. You know, the ACLU has raised already nearly $80 million, $24 million over 2 days alone. So stand with us. The battle is even more intense than it was before. We have great opportunities, but there's a lot of intensity against us. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Stand with us in your financial contributions, because we're going to be involved in a greater intensity than ever before. LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.